Tuesday morning. This happened yesterday, and it did not make huge headlines, but I think it's worth noting. This is interesting that Amazon has eclipsed Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company in the U.S. This just happened yesterday. Joining us right now from ABC News is Sherry Preston. Sherry, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You got to figure that Bill Gates has felt the breath of Jeff Bezos on his neck for some time now.
Yeah, but you got to also take into consideration that for a long time, it was Apple that sat on top of the heap. I mean, yeah. Apple has lost a lot of market valuation over the past 3 or 4 months. Back in October, it was worth over $1 trillion. And you know, since then, Apple has lost as much as Facebook is worth.
Whoa.
That's how much money Apple has lost, over $450 billion. But yeah, what happened this week is that Amazon overtook Microsoft, which had overtaken Apple. And you got Alphabet in there, too, which is the owner of Google.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft is worth about $784 billion, and Amazon jumped up to the top spot, though. It's worth almost $800 billion at $797 billion. Then after that, you got Alphabet, and then you got Apple at $702 billion. And way far down there, Berkshire Hathaway is, you know, compare that, those four top ones, with Berkshire Hathaway, which is worth $485 billion. And then you got Facebook, which is $380 billion. These are huge numbers we're talking about. I mean, just huge numbers. But, you know, think about Apple back in October when it was worth over $1.1 trillion and what's happened even just in a few months. So, you know, as all these companies, try out new products, try out new things that they can do, try out, you know, new ventures, we may see them skip around and hop around over the next couple of years. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, and that's the thing. They're all trying to stay limber and trying to kind of get in each other's lane a little bit. Microsoft, I guess, is now partnering up with Kroger, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Amazon, as we all know, teamed up with Whole Foods, bought Whole Foods, and, you know, if you go into Whole Foods, you can use your Amazon Prime app for special deals. What Microsoft is doing is a little bit different than that, though. They're teaming up with Kroger, and they're putting together two prototype stores, one in Ohio and one in Washington State, and they want you to go into the store. Unlike Amazon, which wants to deliver groceries to you or get you to, you know, maybe go to Whole Foods, you can order groceries from them as well, but they want you to go into the store. So how it would work with Kroger, you would decide on a shopping list. You would do that, you know, on your phone or on your wearable on your computer at home. And then when you'd go to the actual store, as you go up and down the aisles, there would be like a little light or an icon that would light up telling you, here's the item that you selected. So, you know, then it'll tell you, point you in the direction of where the next item is. So you would go and it would have you sort of mapped out for you where you could go. Well, the store is no longer going to have prices on things. So
yeah.
With the prices gone, that leaves up more room for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hoping that you will buy more stuff once you're in the store.
That's the idea. The future is here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, a lot of these companies are doing, what they're doing is they're all kind of getting in each other's territory.
Yeah.
I mean, for the longest time, it was, you know, Microsoft kind of owned the cloud and the business, the companies and things like that. Now other companies are getting involved there. Apple, for the longest time, was just the king of the hardware.
Yeah.
But now other companies are getting involved. People in China have a lot of choices to choose from when it comes to mobile phones. You know, you don't need to buy an Apple computer. There are also Chromebooks out there, PCs. There's a Surface made by Microsoft. So each of them are picking out, you know, different parts of what the other companies do and trying to make a name for themselves that way.
If I had to put my money on anybody, I would put it on Amazon. They seem to do everything that they do better and bigger than anybody else.
They just seem to have, I mean, there was a picture in one of the stories I was reading today that had a picture of Jeff Bezos, you know, 20 years ago when nobody knew his name.
Yeah.
And what he looks like now. And, you know, he is just, the guy just has a way of knowing what's going to happen next and what's going to be the next thing. And he does it very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fascinating. So I love talking about these billionaires. It's a lot of fun.
I know. Tell me about it. Maybe we'll be on the list someday. Yeah.
I hope so. Thanks, Sherry. Have a good
Take
one.
Care.